Pasuk Lamed. Yehu has destroyed Beis Achav, the Oivdei Abal. In the Pasuk Lamed, we said, Hashem told Yehu, Yan asher tivoy tzolas as ayosha b'einai, kichol asher b'lvavi, otzitza, l'veit achav, b'nei revim yesh v'lucha akisi, Yisrael, four dairis of Beis Achav, from Omri, Achav, Achazi, Yehoram, and the Tzchadeat, Hashem told Yehu, Rashi says he didn't speak directly to Yehu, it was B'yad Yaina, again the same Yaina who started off this Nevuah, he told him this part that said that you have done everything, you'll have four dairis, Yesh v'lecha akis to Yisrael, and we said that's why it was a taina on Yehu that he didn't get rid of the Egle Hazav of Yerovam and Nevat in Pasuk Chavtes, because all the other Malchus Yisrael had an excuse that they wanted to make sure that their Malchus would be Nitzkayim, and if people go up to Yerushalayim, they might become part of Malchus Yehuda, not Malchus Yisrael. However, since he had Avtacha, says the Malbim, that he's going to have four Dairis, so then Hashem was, that was the taina on it. Pasuk Yidal says, V'yeyu, Loishamar Lalechas B'Tairis Hashem, Elikei Yisrael B'chol Levavai. Later on it tells us, the Pasuk tells us that eventually Yehu did not keep going in the ways of Hashem, b'chol avavoy, le'tzar me'alchat es Yerovam asher hefti es Yisrael. Now, this doesn't mean necessarily that he was oved avodah zarah, but it's a tain on him that le'tzar me'alchat es Yerovam asher hefti es Yisrael. This was still Kayim, the Chatzis of the Egle Azav of Yeravim was still in Klal Yisrael. Now, you would think, if you see Pasuk Lamed, that there's no other greater stamp of approval to a king, like Hashem and his Nebuah gave Yehu, the Gemara even asks, V'Yehu Tzadika Rabba Hava. Yehu was a Tzadika Rabba, a great Tzadik. And how is it possible that you go from Pasuk Lamed leads into Pasuk Lamed Aleph? So the Gemara tells us that Bris Kru, one of the Terutim in the Gemara is, there's two Terutim, but one Terut is, that we said before, Bris Kru Solisvasayim, that since he said before, Achav only served the Baal a little, and Yehu Yavdenu Harvei, so even though he meant to say that Yehu was going to serve Hashem Harvei, but since it sounded to the people and everyone understood it to mean that Yehu was going to serve Avodah Zarah Harvei, so there's a Bris Krusel Esvasayim, and Bris Krusel Esvasayim, and ended up that he didn't mamish serve Avodah Zarah, but the stain of Avodah Zarah was also on his record that he's called Leishamar Lelechas B'Tarez Hashem B'Chol Levavah. In the pasuk before, he did Lassas Hayasha B'Chol Hashem B'Vavi, Atisa Levei Zacha. And in this pasuk, the Torah takes him, the Navi takes him to task that it was not b'chol avavai. Now, is there a tray also here?
Yeah.
Because is Rashi in it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. The Navi Hosea in Treyaser begins as follows. Dvar Hashem asher hoya el Hosea ben Beiri. Hosea said Nevuah, Bimei Uziah, Yoisom Ocha Zichizka Malchi Yehuda, Ubimei Yeravim ben Yoyosh Malach Yisrael. Tchilas Diber Hashem bo Hosea. So what was Hashem telling Hosea's first Nevuah? He told him, Lech kach lecha eishe zenunim v'yaldi zenunim ki zonei tizna aretz me'acharei Hashem. He told them, we'll go into the whole details of what happened over there, but basically he told them, take a wife and have children and it should be eishe zenunim, it should be like znus, whatever it means over there, because ki zonei tizna aretz me'acharei Hashem, because the people in the land of Klal Yisrael are going to stray from Hashem. So he went and he married Gomer Bas Divloyim, and he had a child. So Hashem tells him, Kro Shema Yisrael, you should call this child's name Yisrael. Why? Ki oiz mat, because in a little bit of time, ufakadzi es deme Yisrael abeis Yehu. And I'm going to remember, and I'm going to punish the house of Yehu for the blood of Israel. Vishbati mamluchus beis Yisrael. So Hashem says He's taking nekama against Beis Yehu for the blood that they killed in Israel. Says Rashi, Estimei Yisrael, who's the blood of Yisrael? Kitargumai. Estimei Beis Achav, I'm going to take nekama for the blood of the household of Achav, Shehorag Yehu b'Yisrael al-Shavdu Esaba. Because Yehu killed them for serving Baal. Says Hashem, I'm now punishing Yehu for killing them. Why am I punishing Yehu for killing them? Hashem said over here in Malachim that you did. Says Rashi, continues, and Yehu and his children go afterwards, and they also served Avodah Zarah. So one second, you go destroy Beis Achav for serving Avodah Zarah, and then you yourself go and serve Avodah Zarah. Says Hashem, therefore I consider as if they spilled innocent blood by killing Beis Achav. That was the nevuah HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Hosea, call your son Yisrael, because very soon I'm going to take nekama against the household of Yehu for what they did to Achav's household in Israel. And even though it was Ratzon Hashem to do this, but they went and they go kill Beis Achav, and then they go serve Avodah Zarah, that is not Hayosher Be'enai, like in our pasuk, it's Kedam Naki. It's as if they killed innocent blood. Now, thank you. If you'll hand this out. The Chavetz Chaim in Shmiras HaLashon in Shaar HaTzvuna, Perek Yud Zayin, focuses on this story here and this idea. And he says here in Perek Yud Zayin, Bo Yivur, the title of the Perek is Shamanish Lechavera, someone who punishes his friend, Lo Yinake, he will not be free or innocent, Im Gamhu Ein Naki Ma'avin Zeh. If he himself is not clean, if he's not innocent of that Avera, so he's going and punishing someone for doing a similar Avera, won't get schar for it. If anything, it'll be a taina on him. And he says as follows. Gam, I think it should be Yisbainin Ha'adam V'yeda Shebe'et Shumitzaper Loshin Hara Chaveroi Gam L'mayla Maskirim HaMalachim Es Avinayso. When a person says Loshin Hara about his friend, so the Malachim L'mayla are also mentioned, this person's Averis K'may Shekasa V'Rekeach V'Sifra, like the Rekeach writes V'chein Isa V'gam Kein Ba'adad Es Mishle in the Medrash of Mishle. Now, v'gam tzarech lachkayz b'nafshay, a person has to engrave in his heart, smashakasav b'smak, the smak is one of the Rishonim, say for Mrs. Katan, b'simen reish fem tei gimel b'shem riva, one of the Rishonim. But he says the following chiddush, tafilu elu shemitzvah laharga, even if you have people, that it's a mitzvah to kill them, kimai, for example, haray debachar hazachar, a man is running after another male to live with him, Mishkav Zachar. Or Vachar Nara Hamurasa. Someone is running after a Namurasa to be Manasar. Vachar Chaveira Lahargai. Someone's been running after his friend to kill him. So there's a mitzvah. You're mechuyev to kill them. A raide Vachar Chaveira, a raide Vachar Nara Murasa, you kill him. Your matzil nafsha, you save the person who's being chased, even if it means taking the life of the killer. You don't need a bezdin here, you don't need anything. So din of roideit, a roideit achar chaveroi, is nitzai maharga. And it's a mitzvah to kill him, to save the person. Yet, says the Riva, zesha hargan, the one who kills him, tzorech lizor achar kach mi'avak shalohem. not only does he have to be careful never to be over on Shvichas Damim, or on whatever Avera Aznus, or Mishkav Zachar, whatever the Avera is here that he killed him for, he has to make sure not only that Avera, even from the Avak Shalohem, the things that are like the secondary Averas, the things we learn out. Like you have Hamavim Pnei Chaver Beravim, Kilo Harga, right? If you're Malvim, someone's Kilo Harga, that's like Avak. You're not actually killing him. It's the dust. It's the secondary, subsidiary Averas that come out from different Averas. So a person who kills him has to be careful me Avak Shalohem. Kim Chas V'Shalom Yichosh Al Ahargam V'Avera Kayoyta Behem. Because if Chas V'Shalom, he stumbles and he is over and any Avera that's similar to the Avera that he killed this person for wanting to do, Yechoshev Loi Oitze HaNereg L'Dam Naki. You killed him for, let's say, wanting to kill someone else, and then you were over on Shvichas Damim yourself. And not only on Shvichas Damim, you're over on things that are considered like Shvichas Damim, or so on and so forth. You're killing him because he wanted to go and be Mizana with a girl with a Nara Murasa, and then you go do things that maybe not are the actual Avera of Znus, but are subsidiaries of Znus. So what are you better than him? So then Hashem says, your killing was like you killed an innocent person. What do you mean? It was a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to kill him. It's a mitzvah to kill him. But if you're going to then go be over on the same thing or similar things, it's not a mitzvah anymore, it's dam naki. V'raya miyehu, and it's a raya from Yehu, shenenash bidmei beis achov, that he was punished for the blood of beis achov, afal pisha tzivulei ha-novi b'shem Hashem l'hargam. Yehu had a tzivulei from the Navi to kill them. L'fisha nichsho ba'avera shel beis achov ad kan l'shoyne. Because he stumbled in the same avera of Beis Achav, may not be to that extent, may not have been all of it, but we're taking him to task, and even if it wasn't Yehu himself, he just has the stain of the Egla Yerava Menavat, but it sounds like his children were Eved Avei Dezara to some degree. Adkan L'Shainai, and we see, says the Riva, proof from Yehu, that even if the Navi tells you a mitzvah to do, but if then he himself was Eved on the same thing, it's as if he killed someone innocent. Continues the Chavetz Chaim. V'af she'tayva g'dayla asa b'Yisrael. He did a great taiva for Kla Yisrael Yehu. Why? Achav ovad et habaylan v'ha agolim. Achav didn't just serve the agolim of Yeravim Menavad. He introduced the avodah of Baal into Kla Yisrael. V'yehu hishmid et habal m'Yisrael. And Yehu totally destroyed and obliterated Baal from Kla Yisrael. Vayisimein l'mechayrois, or l'mechayrois, like we just had. K'may shekhasa b'kra, he made it into bathrooms. V'gamba meshaharegis Beis Achav motzachein meini Hashem. This that he killed Beis Achav, Hashem was happy with him. V'nosam le'aver zeh meluchad arba adairis k'may shekhasa b'kra. He got four adairis of Malchus, like the Pasuk says. Not only that, va'avoydas agolim sh'ovad Yehu achar kach b'shkaga hoya. That Yehu went and served the agolim was b'shkaga, was only a shaygik. Why was it a shaygik? K'may shekasa b'sanhedrin, k'daf kuf beis, I think it's really kuf gimel, Yehu tzadika rabba hava. That was what we just said. Yehu was a tzadika rabba. Now, I told you one teretz of the Gemara, that how it ended up that he was called serving of a Dezara because Bris Krusel is Fasayim. But the Gemara says another teretz. And that is because he saw the Chosamay Shalachiyah Shilon Yirav Vita. When Yirav Menavot became the king and he took over the Malchus, so he brought together all big tzaddikim, a whole story over there, and basically what he said was he wanted them all to sign that they're Mekabel him as the Melech. So they all signed. And then they said, I want you to be Mekabel and sign that anything I say to do, even serve Avodah Zarah, you'll listen to. So they all turned to each other. What he did was, he set up the table over there, Tzadik Rasha, Tzadik Rasha, Tzadik Rasha. So all the Tzadikim said, we're never going to sign such a thing. So the Rishonim, who were next to them, said, do you really think your Ravam is going to make Chayis or do Avodah Zarah? He just wants to test how loyal are you. So that's an example of the extreme loyalty, is even if I tell you to serve Avodah Zarah. They'll never say such a thing. So he said, oh, you're right. And they all signed. And not only that, Achi Ashiloini, who was the Navi from Hashem, who told Yerobam that you're going to be the king, he signed too. And then, when Yerobam introduced Egle Azov into Klal Yisrael, he took out Achi Ashiloini's signature and said, look, Achia said, this is what we're supposed to be doing. He signed that whatever I say to do, to anything, you have to follow. And it was a terrible Agmas Nefesh, obviously, for Achia, but he was wandering around. And years later, Yehu himself made that mistake too. He also, the Gemara says, why did he serve the Egle Azov? Because the Chaisomer Shel Achi Ashiloini Ra'avita. He saw that signature, and he made that same mistake, that he thought, this is Ratzon Hashem. We're going to go into what how it is, but that's really what Yerobam did. Yerobam convinced Klal Yisrael that this was the Ratzon of Hashem. People didn't realize they were serving Avodah Zarah. And eventually people realized, but there are many who didn't, and once they were in, they were in. And the way he did it was because all these tzaddikim, and especially the Navi himself, Achi Ashiloini, was an old Navi, he had signed on it. So Yehu made the same mistake. Yeah?
I don't know why it's kind of wrong, because like, is it like the
tzaddikim in class are
supposed to have the position to like, be ahead?
Like, could be, but could be there's also a concept that could be this is what the Rabbanishan wanted to happen. You have to know, sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away Chachma from Tzadikim and Neviim when he wants to do something. So he was a Shaygek, yeah?
So Yehu was also at this meeting?
No, Yehu was years later after Yerobam. But that signature was still around. The Agalim was still around, and the paper was still around. So he made the same mistake. All these years this mistake was being made. So he was a shy gig, right? Because he made a mistake. Well, he went and served it on purpose. Vafal Pikain, and nevertheless, Kevin Shanisha Adayan Etzle Mil Oven Shalakov. So he's watering down here Yehu compared to Achav. Achav he destroyed. Achav wasn't just the Egle Azov, which all of Klai Azov made a mistake. Achav introduced Baal. Yehu destroys Baal. He makes all the Beit HaBaal into one big outhouse. He gets rid of that Avodah Zarah. That's a big tiber for Klal Yisrael. He eradicated Baal. Number two, even when he went and did the Egle Azov, it was B'shaygig, it was a mistake. He thought he was doing the right thing. And still, it's called that he has a Roshem, a little bit left of the Aveir of Achav, Nanash. He got punished for killing Achav. Like it says in the beginning of the Navi Hosea, Ufakati Estimei Yisrael, and I will remember the blood of Yisrael, Pirish, Shal Beis Achav Shaharag Be Yisrael, Al Beis Yehu. Umidvarav Shal Asmak, Nilmaid. So says the Chavetz Chaim, from the words of this smack we can learn, Duhu Adin L'chol Kayyotze Behen, Bein Adam L'chaveri, like any other thing, Bein Adam L'chaveri. Someone will punish his friend. He hits him. Abbas Panim embarrasses him. He did nothing wrong. He's supposed to be doing this. He's supposed to be embarrassing him. He's supposed to be Misaper Lashon Hara. But he should know. Shehim, who over gam came nikvar al dehoinian gufa. If this person himself, who's punishing the other person for some aveira, that he's supposed to punish him for, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to punish him for. But if he had that same aveira himself in the past, and not only in the past, or even in the future, or eventually he's going to, in the future, come and be over on the same thing, it's going to come out that the pain of the person that he embarrassed, whether it's right now because of an avera of his own in the past, or whether it's going to be retroactively when he's over on it in the future, he will be punished as if he embarrassed or screamed or punished a regular ish hashalim b'tayru mitzvahs. And this, I mentioned once before, that we're going to have here in Parshas Kiseitze, no, we had in sorry, we had in Parshas Kedoshim, then in Parshas Mishpatim it says, Kiyira Seinacha, Ravit Tachas Masai, whatever it says over there, when you see the donkey of your enemy, so then you just help him out. And in Parshas Kedoshim we have, when you see the donkey of your friend, Achich, of your brother. So the Meshech Chachma says, why has it changed? Why is it saying, how come over there it's your enemy and over here it's Achicha? Says the Meshech Chachma, because there's a mitzvah to hate someone, not the person, but to hate the Avera. If someone's a Rasha, you know, I hate people in Klai Yisrael. The Gemara says, V'chimutar litznai. The Torah says, if you see someone's, the donkey of your enemy, someone you hate, so you have to help him out. So the Gemara says, well, why are we taking into account that you hate someone? If you're not going to hate someone, the Torah is not going to take it into account that maybe I won't do the mitzvah because I hate him. The Torah doesn't, if you're not supposed to hate him, so then the Torah doesn't take that into account. So you're talking about someone there's a mitzvah to hate. If you see someone over in Avera and he knows it's wrong and he does it a second time, there's a mitzvah that's nice to you. Don't hate it, you hope he does tshuva, but as a Rasha, the Avera that he did, you hate. That's Parshas Mishpatim. In Parshas Kedoshim, it's Achicha. Says the Meshech Chachma, what changed? Because the only time you're allowed to hate someone for doing the Avera, for being a Bal Avera, is if you yourself are not a Bal Avera. But if you're a Bal Avera, what are you hating him for? Hate yourself. Before the Egel, Klai Yisrael was on such a Madrega that they could truthfully say, we are not Bali Averas. So if someone goes and does an Avera, say Nacha, there's a mitzvah to hate him. After the Chet Egel, when Klai Yisrael, that's before, after Mishpatim and before Kedoshim, Klai Yisrael slipped in their Madrega, they had the Yetzara, nobody was Nakim in Achet anymore. We weren't Charis, we weren't Pnei Chayrin from the Yetzara, from the Satan. So now, you're going to hate someone for an Avera he did? Check yourself out first. I'm sure you have Averis too. If you have Averis also, well, you're mutter to hate him. Take care of yourself before you start hating him. And that's the same idea that the Shmiras HaLashon is saying here. That if a person is going to punish someone for something that's a mitzvah to punish him for, the Torah said, I'm supposed to punish him. But if you have that same Avera, or even a Shemetz, a little bit of that Avera, like you said before, the Avak of that Avera. If you have any Shaykhah to that Avera at all, either in the past or in the future, so then you're going to be punished for, the person will be punished for the tsar of this victim. Vinei ayideze yimalei hamesaper loshen hara al chaveiro yamitzar b'chol minei tsar b'retzes v'zeya. Someone who says loshen hara about his friend or his mitzar him should be filled with trembling and fear. Ki kasher yizboinen heitev yimtze sheze mikvar over bat megam kein b'zeya ingen gufa. Because if you're going to think about it for now, you don't have to think very long. You'll see that you probably were over on something similar. And even if a person checked himself, and he didn't find anything, and he says, you know what, I'm clear and clean from this Avera, and therefore it's mutter for me to now go say Lashon Hara, or be mitzar this person. But you have to watch out. Shemeyata achar asipur im yavra zeh takeh yipokedol mafreya haovin lemailu mashadiver bezal chaveret. You're right. You might be clean from till now, but now you have to be extra careful from now and on, never to be over on any little bit of this avera. Because if you will be, like we said, it's going to be lemafreya. It's going to be retroactively that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish the person for speaking the lashon hara or whatever he did on his friend. Yeah? It's sort of taking. So the only people who are going to do it are people who are Taka Tzadikim Gemurim. I don't know, you're right. Why would anyone want to do it? I don't know, it's a hard thing. That's what he's saying. It's a big chiddush, the smack is saying. You would say, you're right, listen, it's a mitzvah, so. This guy's going to kill someone, so I should let him kill him because I don't want to, right? Because I'm not sure if I'm knocky from that. But that's the smach's chiddush. That's the raya from Yehu. That's what you see. Now, yeah. You have to make sure to. And they talk about that giving mussar if you're not knocky from the same thing. Chazal say the Gemara says. That's very hard to give mussar b'zman hazeh. That's in times of the Gemara. Because if you're going to tell anyone something, they're going to say, who are you to tell me? You have this and this problem. Not so simple. Yeah? But you have to do it. But if you do it in a way, it's not mitzar to somebody. So then, you know, and if you say, if you explain to the person that I also have problems and we'll work together and so on and so forth, that's a different thing. There is a mitzvah of teichacha, and you can't totally erase from the Torah. It'll be a free-for-all, right? But at the same time, to be very careful in the way it's done. To bring the chamira ta'inyan here, that you're right. If we're going to go with mitzvah to someone, and then you go do the same thing, it's sort of a stira minayobei, right? So therefore you say, give yourself the mussar first. Yeah?
How is it possible that a person who would want to kill somebody who's doing an avera or stop them or whatever, how is it possible they would be totally nutty from that? Because, unless I misunderstood, but called post-albumum-post-al is something that I learned that it means if you see something wrong in someone, then it means if I'm showing it to you, you should correct it in yourself. So
if you see something aver, that means you did that aver?
Of that, that's what I learned, I don't know.
Every single thing? If you see someone going and being Mechal Shabbos, that means you're Mechal Shabbos? If it bothers you? That's midah, but every aver is like that too? Averas do make a roshem on you, but it doesn't, I don't know if it means to say it's a simen that you have that aver.
So maybe not.
I guess not, I don't know. I mean, from here it seems not that way, right? Okay, now he continues. And he brings a story, a very interesting story. We got to learn some Gemara. Rav Chiya, Rav Shimon, Rabbi Davi Yasvi. Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon, Rabbi, Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon, the son of Rabbi, were sitting. Also Rav Yishmael, Rav Yosi, Lagabayu. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi came there also. They were all talking there. They're in the Beis Medrash, and they were talking and learning. Adahachi also Rabbi Lemesifta. Now their teacher was Rabbeinu Akadosh, was Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. So while they were all sitting there, Rabbi came to the Mesifta. He came to the Beis Medrash Lemidrash because he wanted to give a shir. And everyone had to find their place. In other words, everyone was sitting and talking, and all of a sudden the Rabbi came, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, so everyone scrambles to find their seat. Now, in Hudavi clearly, so the Gemara says, Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon ben Rabbi were lightweight people, they weren't heavy, so they went very quickly and found their seat. For Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Agav Yukre, he was a very heavy person, having mitzvah vazel, so he couldn't run as quickly as everybody else, and it took him some time. He was taking a little longer to go to his seat. Says Neshei Baal Basar Ha'elcha, since he was a Baal Basar, so therefore he was walking slower. Now what happened was, is they were all sitting down in like chairs, or more like on the floor, or on cushions, or whatever. So if someone walks, If everyone's sitting on the floor and you walk in between them, it almost looks like you're walking on top of them, and it's really like a bizarre for them. The Gemara talks about that a Rebbe or someone shouldn't walk in between Talmidim like that, because it looks like he's been mevazim and walking on top of them. So here everybody's sitting down and Rav Shimon Rabbi Yossi is still walking very slowly. So Amarle Avdon, there was a Talmud of Rebbe named Avdon, so he said like this, Mihu Zeshem Afsiya Rosh Yam Kodesh. Who is this one who's stepping on the heads of the Am Kodesh? So he gave him Musa. Amalei, Ani, it's me. Yishmal Rabbi Yossi Shebasi Lilma Taira Mirabi. I'm here to learn Taira from Rabbi. Amalei, so he tells him, V'chi Hogun Atal Lilma Taira Mirabi? Are you worthy of learning Taira from Rabbi? Amalei, so he says, V'chi Moshe Hayaroi Lilma Taira Mipi Akbura? And Moshe Rabbeinu was right to learn Taira from Hashem? Amalei v'chi Maisha ata? Are you Maisha? Amalei v'chi Rab Chali Kimel? Is your Rabbi Hashem? Sounds like the Ben Ish Chai in the Sefer Ben Yehoyada has a whole explanation of what's going on over here. First of all, what's Avdon picking on him? What's his problem? It has to do, I'm trying to remember the story. It has to do, the story with Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon was used to capture Ganavim, right? He used to go and capture all the Ganavim. And what happened was he met Rabbi Shmuel, this Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. the beginning of that story is that he met him and he asked him, what do you do? He said, I'm in charge of capturing the Ganavim. So he says, how do you know who the Ganavim are? Maybe you're putting innocent people in jail. So he says, exactly right, I don't know 100%. What should I do? I have to do this. So he gave him a simon. He said, you should go into the restaurant at like the fourth show of the day, the fourth hour, and you should see who's very tired. And you should find out, ask him if he's a Talmud Chacham. So if he's a Talmud Chacham, so he's tired because he was up late learning. If he's a worker who works at night, so he's also. If it's none of the above, so then you know that he's a Ganav who was up a whole night stealing. So fine. So he taught him this thing. So the Malchus heard about it and they said, how are you capturing all these people? So they told him it's the secret. So he said, okay, if crying a digrissa, you'll have a, what does it say? Pravanka says over there by Pinchas. Right? Pinchas remembered the halacha. So they said, the one who brings the one who reads the letter, he should be the shliach. So in other words, if Lazar of Shimon, he's the one who gave, he's the son of Shimon bar Yochai, he's the one who gave this etza, he should be now the guy in charge of capturing all the ganavim. So they made him in charge. So they sent him a whole message. So the Tanaim sent him a message, and they said, "Chaimetz bayayin, your vinegar, the son of wine. How come you're putting Jews in jail? Even the Jewish ganavim too, and the Malchus would kill them." So it was a whole back and forth over there. But meanwhile, Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Yossi was the other one who was still putting people in jail. He was the other policeman. So the Ben Yehuda, there's a whole mahalach that Avdon had relatives who had been put in jail and killed by Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. So that's why he had it out for Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. And he puts these two Gemaras together, and I'm going to go through the whole thing, but he has the whole Shakla V'tai here explaining exactly what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi's case, back and forth, what they were saying here. But anyways, so this is what they went back and forth. He's basically giving him Musar V'Rabim. What are you doing here? So Adahachi Asu Yavama L'Kami D'Rabbi L'Michlitz. While this is going on, Ashkacha Pratis, a Yavama comes to Rebbe because she needs chalitza. Unfortunately, her husband died and they didn't have children, and now she needs either yibum or chalitza from her brother-in-law, so she's coming for chalitza. So Amalei Rebbe la'avdam, so Rebbe turns to his Talmud Avdam, and he says, Paik vodka, we have to check out to make sure that she is a gedayla, to make sure she's over bas mitzvah, in order that she can receive chalitza. So go find out if she is a gedayla or not. Vodka, go find out if she's a gedayla. So Levaser Denafik, after Avdon went out to go look for this information, Amalei Rav Shmuel Rav Yaisi, so Rav Shmuel Rav Yaisi said to Rabbi, Kachomar Abba, my father Rav Yaisi said, Ish Kasa Beparsha. It says that the man has to be an ish, he has to be over bar mitzvah. Aval Isha, but the woman who's the recipient, Bangadailo Venkatana. It doesn't say in the pasuk an Isha. So therefore, we learn from there, she doesn't have to be a Gedayla, she can even be a Katana. So you sent Avdon to find out. If she's a Gedayla, my father Rabbi Yaisi Paskind, and Rabbi Yaisi was above Rabbi, I think Rabbi might even been considered himself a little bit of a Talmud of Rabbi Yaisi. So therefore, he says, my father said not like that. So Amalei Rebbe la'Avdon. So Rebbe told Avdon, Tiva duchtech, sit back in your place, let's rechus, you don't have to go out anymore. Kfar hayre zakin. Rabbi Yaisi the zakin already paskins that you don't have to find out that she's a gedayla. So now Avdon has to get back to his place. Now how does he get back to his place? Have a kamafsa Avdon vasi. So Avdon's walking through the rows, going back to his place.
Time number 2.
It sounds like time number 2. Amar le Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi. Yes, time number 2. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi says like this: Misha tzarich layam kadosh. If Kla Yisrael needs a person, yiftar rasheyam. On your way out, so you're doing a shlichus. We need you to go out and do something, so you have to leave. So what, are you stuck there? So Kla Yisrael needs you, so you went and you're allowed to walk, so to speak, on people's heads. But Misha ain't tzarich layam kadosh. Heich yiftar rasheyam kadosh. But we don't need you anymore. Now you're just going back to your seat. Going back to your seat. Then the people don't need you for that. So now you're walking on people's heads. So Amar le Rebbe la'Avdon. So Rebbe told Avdon, Kum b'duchta, stay right where you are. Don't go any further. Tana, Chazal say, Tana is a brisa. We learned in a brisa. Bo'isa shah nitzara Avdon. Avdon got saras at that moment. Sha'ain shah shaloshin hara is negayin. Not only that, V'tavish Nebanav, his two sons drowned. Umiyanu Beis Kalaisov, and his two daughter-in-laws were Memain, and they, what? Drowned?
Memain
means when a katana, there's two ways for a girl under bat mitzvah to get married. One way is that her father marries her off, and her father gets the ring, so to speak. In other words, the husband gives the money of kedusha not to the girl, but gives to her father and says that your daughter is mekudeshes to me. Now that is kedusha min ha'Torah, and she needs a get. Another way is if her father is not alive anymore, so then there's a concept of kedusha derabbanan. Her mother, her brothers, can marry her off, but it's only rabbanan. It's only midrabbanan. It's not midraisa. And if somehow when she's a katana, she's not interested anymore, she could just say, I'm not interested, I don't want to be your wife anymore, and that's it. You don't need a get. It's called mia, means refusing.
For
the kedusha derabbanan. So his two sons died, and his two daughters-in-law, I don't know, from the same sons, I don't know exactly, were Memain. Basically, he lost his whole family. Okay? So that's what happened. So says the Chafetz Chaim, he married. Why is it that at that point, at that time, the Yavama came for the, and this whole story happened right after he had given Musar to Reb Shmuel of Reb Yaisi? Yeah?
I'm just thinking about the previous story of back and forth.
It could be either way, probably. So, why did Hashem do this? El Shazehu Advarim Shamarnu. Because it's exactly the way we said. Tine Avdon Gino Mitzchilu Rishmal Rav Yaisi Al Shepas Al Rosh Yam Kaddish. Avdon shamed Rishmal Rav Yaisi for walking on the heads of Am Kaddish. Now the second half of the conversation where he told him, are you roi to learn by Rebbe, is obviously wrong. That's Einah's Zvar. But it was wrong. I'm not saying he's right for doing that. But if he was doing it because he really felt that this is the truth, that for walking on top of the Am Kadosh is a bizarion for the people and for the Tamid HaChamim, and therefore it makes it that perhaps he's talking not roy to learn Torah by Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So then, could be it's not roy for him to get such a great Einish like Tzaras and all these other troubles he got. Even though perhaps at that point it was a mistake to say that, but if he was doing it really for the kinat to MS of the covet of Tamidei Chachamim, the covet of Klal Yisrael, so then fine. Perhaps he's not right for that einish. But we're not sure. So we gave him a test immediately. Hashkachas Hashem, we tested him out. And that's why at that moment this Yavama came. The whole story that Rabbi Shmuel said from his father and Rabbi agreed to it. Have we come after Avdam Ba'asa Tani Ba'isa? Pirish. So we tested him at this moment. How kinatoemis are you? Do you really deep down in every fiber of your body have the covet of Tamidei Chachamim burning in you, and that's why you couldn't control yourself and you gave such strong mussar to Rishmal Rav Yaisi, and perhaps it was a little too strong, but at least we could be melamed chus that covet of Chai Yisrael and covet of Tamidei Chachamim is such an eish by you, and that's why it happened. So you're right, maybe we would have, he would have gotten punished for the Einah Zavarim, but not such a severe punishment. But we're going to test you out. Let's see how chash of the covet of Tamidei Chachamim are. In a few minutes later, you have to leave. We can't blame you for leaving. But then you start walking back. What happened? 2 minutes ago, you were screaming how it's not covet for Klal Yisrael and Tamidei Chachamim to walk on their heads. Okay, so you know what that shows? That you were not mekane kinas emes. Shows that it wasn't burning in you. And therefore, akeinanas lemafreya amashagino l'Reb Shmuel b'Reb Yaisi. So they gave him the einish retroactively. for what he was shaming Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi. Gam heru sheshaloi kedin amar l'Rabbi Shmuel b'chi hagen ata alumay tayra mi-Rabbi. Sharei rechriya b'dvarav l'shitas Rabbi shoy yisavar mitchila d'l'chalitza b'inin gedayla. And not only that, they showed him that he was wrong in even what he said. He said, who are you to learn Tyre from Rabbi? He was right to learn Tyre from Rabbi. In fact, after he spoke up, Rabbi changed his mind. So he's not a nobody here. He had what to say. He was something that even Rabbi dealt with, and Rabbi took into account. So they showed him in the same story, they showed him everything. Balkain, Nenash Bainash Atsaras, וגם תבו בייז בונוב כי ידוע שאינש עצבי ואינש אסקרה הוא אינש אחר. When you talk about, there's two things for Lashon Hara, there's Tzaras, and also by the Meraglim we find, there's Chazal say another punishment for Tzaras is Aschera, which is like a choking thing, and it's swallowed their tongues over there. It says the whole thing by the Meraglim, they died with a sickness called Aschera, the choking sickness. So his two children drowned. Drowning is the same as Askara. It's the same thing because they choke. It's talking about over there that even though we don't give that Dalamisa's Bezdin anymore, but the Einish, the punishment of Dalamisa still exists. The meaning, someone's Chayiv Skila, so we don't give him Skila, but Hashem has a way that a wild animal will come and throw him down. Like we said, Skila is when you throw, not only with stones, they throw him off a cliff, so a wild animal comes and throws him down. When it comes to chenek, choking, teveya banar is called choking. So you see that drowning is choking is the same thing. V'yodua shavur lashon haru, mitzvah askara, like we say in Shabbat Tavlam and Gimel. So therefore, because of his shaming and the things, his speaking incorrectly about Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi, he got these einshim, but it was only after we tested him, and we saw that he was not clean of the same Avera that he was giving Musar and shaming someone for. So therefore, we're Megalgan Lamba Sakol, and he got all the punishment of the entire thing, and that is Pshat in that story there. Yeah?
So was it okay that just the part that he said he should be stepping on their head?
No, it sounds like even that part, you mean it only sounds like because of the second half?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Well, he started off and he said on the bottom of the first page, he said, Avdam Gina Mitzchila Al Shepasa Rashi Am Kaddish. He shamed him for stepping in the Am Kaddish. That sounds like it's, I don't know. Sounds like even for that we're taking him to task. Even for the original Musa.
Even if he was clean from that, he would have been...
No, if he was clean from that, on its own, it would have been okay.
Oh, okay.
Right? But, and the second part of it wouldn't have been as bad. Right?
Uh-huh.
But now that he has the same thing, so now not only does he get for the first Gina, for everything, from beginning to end, he's going to get punished for it. He got punished for it. We'll stop over here.